just what it is that makes today's homes so different. 1992.
Richard Hamilton, London, 1922-2011, was a British painter. He studied in the Royal Academy and in the Slade School of London, pioneer and one of the most representatives of the European pop art. He used a lot of photos. He made a lot of collages, and his paintings are about the day by day of ordinary people. In 1966, it has been organized an exposition for the Whitechapel Art Gallery named This is Tomorrow. Hamilton organized the contribution of the independent group, where he presents his collage name, Just What Is It That Makes Today's Home So Different, So Appealing. The painting that became, in that moment, the icon of the new pop art that had born in the UK. Hamilton's works can be admired in the Tate Modern, London, and recently in the Museum Reina Sofia in Madrid in a temporary exhibition.
The original painting is 176 in 2067 millimeters of the Tate collection. It was created in 1956. The light of the painting is clear. We can see well all the objects that are inside the room. We can stand out two people inside the room. A strong girl wearing a yellow maillot, she's holding a traffic signal. The other man is sitting on a chair. Maybe he's writing. The man can look through the window that in front of him there's a military tank. On the table there are desk objects, and next to it there's a little white table. On it there's a microwave and a dish with some food. Under the table there's a yellow cover. At the end of the room there's a cupboard with lots of books and CD players. On it there's a TV, loudspeakers, and next to it there is a brown chair made of wood. Behind, in the wall that looks as a microchip, we can also stand out two paintings and another window, where we can see African people outside and an aerial. At the top, in the roof, there's a lamp, which looks as a planet. Maybe it's Jupiter.
Richard Hamilton is a pioneer of the pop art movement. More or less, it starts on the 1950 year in UK and United States. This art appears because people didn't like abstract art. They thought it was empty and sad. Pop art uses a lot of familiar images and icons of the consumer society. As its name says, popular art is always the people's interest. It's a lifestyle. Artists paint themes until this movement, people had thought that aren't created to paint, as publicity, magazine images, the hot dogs, Coke bottles. The size of the paintings is getting bigger. The themes are more, and artists give them more importance. And collage and photomontage are used now.